Well, 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 well. Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. Are we not men? We are Devo. I am Carell, and welcome to Carell Comments on this happy birthday, Daniel Amspa, November 30th. It is Monday, November 30th, my friend Daniel Amspa's birthday. Now, for those of you watching on the telly, on the YouTube, or however you're watching, you'll see that I'm in this marvelous visor that my friend Steve Cabral gave me. He ordered one for himself, and he just felt I had to have it. I have worn it out because it doesn't fog up when you wear a mask underneath. So it doesn't fog, which is good. You know, you think that this might be absurd. It really ain't, because it's all about comfort. Now, I got to start off today by saying that let me take off the visor. Like you, ladies and gentlemen, I have sinned. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, like you, I have sinned. At least I did over Thanksgiving. And I'm not just talking about all the pie that I ate. I had unexpected guests show up at my door Friday, Tyler and Sarah. And while I do not believe they have coronavirus, I welcomed them in, but I made them wear masks. I opened every window. I turned on every fan, including my little portable Ryobi fan that I have that's portable, battery operated. They had to wear masks in the house. And so for the total of, between Friday and Saturday, the total of maybe 2 hours that they were here total, most of it was on the patio or with mask and separated by distance in the room. They brought dinner. They ate at the bar facing the kitchen. I ate over here at the table with the fan on me and so with the door open. But I let them in. And like so many of you, who let in one or two family members over this holiday, you are now wondering, am I going to be one of those stories? Because COVID is out of control everywhere, but particularly in California, LA County, San Francisco, and here in Nevada. Oh, dear Lord, in Nevada. It's burning. Baby, it's burning out of control, yes. Dolly, profiled in the New York Times Magazine, which I read this morning on about her, Streisand, and Patti LaBelle, all three cover girls of the New York Times Arts Magazine, I believe it is. Good read. You should read it. So like you, I probably did more over the Thanksgiving holiday than I should have. Okay. Steve and I went to lunch. We sat outside. Okay. At a restaurant where there was no one with 10 feet that way, no one 10 feet that way. The server was in a mask. We were outside in mask until we ate. Do I think there was COVID there? No, but no one does. No one goes out and says, oh, I'm going to get COVID while I'm out. Will you pick me up some COVID? Sure, sure. How much you want? Oh, not much. A little will do you. Okay. Get me the COVID. Okay, I'll get you the COVID. I've already said I'll get you the COVID. Really? I mean, no one does that. Except maybe on Saturday Night Live or something. And so you try. And then, of course, you hear about the people who are Instacarting and they're staying in and they're wearing masks and nobody is seeing anybody and they get the COVID. And so, like you, I was forced over the Thanksgiving holiday to decide the safest thing to sit by myself alone. That was the safest thing. Now, I would have been hugely much, much fatter than I am now had I done that because I cooked. Or I could take a calculated risk. I always see Steve. Okay, so I took the risk of, you know, do I continue to see him? And so, yes, on Thanksgiving, I saw him. And no, he didn't wear a mask when he was here in my house because I see him once or twice a week and I have since February. So he's in my pod, so to speak. Tyler and Sarah, not in my pod. Did they have to wear a mask? Yes, they did. Did we distance inside the house? Yes, we did. And if they were ever without a mask, like to eat, were they facing me? No. And was there a fan on? Yes, several. So, but that's a sin, ladies and gentlemen. That's a sin. Okay? It's a sin. I went against Fauci. I went against science. I should have said no room at the inn. Stay out. Out, demons. Out. But I didn't. I let them in. Something weird's going on with the YouTube stream today. I don't know what it is. I might have to post the actual file from a computer because it appears that it is going in and out more than Trump's lucidity, which is, you know, the man's gone. And oh, by the way, Arizona just certified. Just now, just as I was coming on air, Arizona said, "Hell yes." Arizona said, "Hail to the yes. 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 He won. Biden won. Yes. Yes." That's what Arizona said. Arizona said, "Leave us alone for the love of God." So anyway. So like you, I sinned over Thanksgiving. And as we move forward into Christmas and into the new year, we got like 31 days left until New Year's Eve and 32 days left until the new year. Yes, honey. That time is here. 32 days. 2020 is gone. But we got to make some decisions over the holiday season. Now, I feel I made a bad one. Okay, I do. I feel it. I feel I made a bad decision. I'm not going to be making that kind of decision again. Okay? I will, anyone that comes into town is not staying, you know, here. And if we meet, unless it was cold, it was 39 degrees. I wanted to meet them at the park. It was 39 degrees. It was cold. So, you know, what was I supposed to do? What were you supposed to do? We're being faced with these, what are we supposed to do? You know, I heard the ultimate, what are we supposed to do? And it brought me back to when I was really uber, uber poor before you guys gave me money on Patreon. And I thank you for your $5 or $10 or $100 a month, whatever it might be, at patreon.com/Carell or at my website, reallycarell.com, where you get the free CarellCast app. That's right, free. Give it away for Cyber Monday. Download the CarellCast app for free. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/reallycarell, for free, people, for free, free. You know, Jamie, Steve Cabral's friend, she got a job working for the Department of Employment and Training Services, DETS, here in Nevada, our unemployment office. And she's fielding calls from people. You know, all day about their claims. And without divulging any personal information about these people, she has shared that it's taking an emotional toll because some of them are, they just break down crying. They have they've not had a check since March, you know, for whatever reason. There was a glitch when they filed and their IP address showed in a different state. And so they thought it was a fraudulent claim or, you know, whatever. There's a million reasons why they haven't been given their money. But so many people, not just one or two or five or 10, thousands of people have not had an income since March. Okay. And as the Do Nothing Congress, which it still is, does nothing. And the do-nothing Senate, which it still is, does nothing to help the American people. We have people literally on the phone pleading with strangers at the unemployment office, pleading with them because their families don't have food. They don't have anything. They, you know, if December 31st, the federal moratorium on eviction expires. January 1st, there could be right here in my state of Nevada and in your state of California or Washington or Texas or wherever you may be, there might be tens of thousands of people given eviction notices come January 1st. And right now, those people, they're not eating. They're going to food banks. While Congress and Mitch McConnell and all of them collect huge salaries and do nothing. And while the Trumps host parties at the White House, we know Melania could give an F about Christmas. While he runs off to golf courses, the real state of America is bad right now. And everyone's kind of acting like, you know, it's not. So I wanted to talk first about my Thanksgiving sins and how I know many of you might have made some of them too. And we are really just going to have to live with our sins. I have now 6 days ahead of me where I get to be terrified that I have coronavirus because we don't want this virus. Karen's sister got it. She's hugely sick, bigly sick. She's enormously sick. You know, she's got Karen worried sick, you know, like sick. So you don't want it. You may not get that sick. You may not even feel it, but you don't want it because even if you don't get sick, you don't want to give it to somebody you love and have them get sick. So you really want to stay away from this today as, who is it, Moderna or AstraZeneca today files for their emergency approval for a vaccine. But a vaccine ain't a cure. A vaccine is reliant on all these MAGA members lining up to get it. And, you know, I mean, a vaccine is relying upon the person next to you being responsible in getting the vaccine. So vaccine ain't crap to me. God, a lot of things keep going off. And tell me my Instacart shopper is already shopping. Why do they say within 5 hours? You know, I've got a bone to pick with Instacart. Why do they say, do you want it within 2 hours or do you want it within 5 hours? And instead of saying 2 hours, I said 5 hours because I had a show to do. I had things to do. I cannot sit here and manage Maron, M-E-R-O-N, Maron F, my Instacart shopper. So I just placed this order right before coming on air and I gave a 5 hour window. And already Maron is out there shopping my order. Which means now I got to pay attention and I need to pay attention to y'all. Why do they do that to us? Oh, it's for your, they're getting to you sooner, sir. I didn't want sooner. If I wanted sooner, I would have chose within 2 hours. I didn't want sooner. How many of you during this, it's just been pet peeves? You know, just like this whole, due to a large call volume, we can't get to your call. Well, why is there a larger call volume now during the pandemic than before? You could never get to our call. Let's just be real. You never offered us good customer service. Now you're just blaming the damn pandemic. We could do a whole show. I might do a couple shows this week. I miss y'all. So, and I told you that, you know, just because I wasn't, you know, when I said I'm leaving every day, it didn't mean that I'm leaving, that I will be here every week and maybe a couple or three times a week. It just depends. So have y'all heard about this monolith? Okay, so they found this monolith like in the Utah desert, I think. And it's the silver space looking monolith, right? So they found it a few days ago. And the Bureau of Land Management's like, we didn't put it there. And the government agencies are like, well, we didn't put it there. And everyone's like, well, who the hell just put it here? So everyone was there going, well, who the hell put it there? Well, yesterday, it disappeared. It gone. But guess what? A new one has popped up in Romania. Now I ain't making this up. A three-sided silver monolith was found here in the United States and then vanished overnight. All right. And there's like, they're like, well, we don't know where it went. And this is a criminal offense. So we were going to hand this over to the sheriff because we don't, you know. So this monolith that they found just sitting there in their canyon was now gone. And another one has appeared in Romania. I don't know about y'all, but this is the beginning of some alien crap movie. Okay. This is the beginning of an invasion type movie. I have seen so many of them. I've seen enough of these films to know they all start with strange monoliths appearing, disappearing, then reappear. This is 2020. I am Baba Waba, and this is 2020. Leave the monolith alone. Okay? Do not touch the monolith. Don't invite trouble in 2020. Leave it alone. Let it appear and reappear wherever the hell it wants to. Do not bother the monolith. Do not approach the monolith. Do not try to communicate. The last thing we need in 2020 during the middle of a pandemic is some aliens appearing. That is the last thing we need. With Trump still in office. Oh, hell no. Hell no. I just watched Mars Attack. Ack, 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 ack. Oh, hell no. Oh, with Trump in charge, it would be like that Jack Nicholson president was in charge. It would be horrible. Oh, and don't we have all those characters now? We have the Sarah Jessica part, the newscaster who's really like a style person, but is just there because. We have the Michael J. Fox, you know, suave news. We have them all, the trusting scientist. That would be Fauci. We've got them all. And how did it end for them? It took, what was it, Slim Whitman? I'll be calling you. It'd probably be Christina Aguilera. What artist of today do you think would be the ones that would kill the modern aliens? Because in Mars Attacks, it's grandma's Slim somebody. I'll be calling you. And their heads go pop. I think it'd be Ariana Grande. Mariah Carey. She'd hit her 5-octave range. And her and Ariana Grande. Mariah Carey and Ariana Grande would do like this duet. And they'd do all of their dog whistling 5-octave thing. And that would kill the aliens. But let's not entice it, okay? Leave the monoliths. I'm not making this up. You can go and look at the stories. First, a monolith appeared here in Utah. Just like, what's this? I don't know. It's a monolith. Monoliths are normally stone, though. It's a three-sided triangular metal sphere of some kind. Very tall. It's big. It's not like a little pocket-sized thing. It's not something that someone could just drive in the back of a truck, okay? It's a big thing. And then it vanished as quickly as it came, and one appeared in Romania. Is this marketing? Is this some game company or some movie company? Or is it 2020 saying, I'm not letting you guys out off the... We got 32 days before a new year. And that's what I wanted to talk about last today. I wanted to talk about it last because I don't want it to be a downer. But it might be. We are all looking forward to 2021 like it's going to get better. Now, I heard a very powerful thing about the pandemic. We are not at the beginning of the end of coronavirus. We are at the end of the beginning of coronavirus. You feel me? We're not at the beginning of the end of coronavirus. We are at the end of the beginning of coronavirus. So as this is all happening, and we look to 2021, I know we think with Biden and Kamala in office and with sanity, you know, getting some sort of regaining of sanity, I know we think that things are going to improve. And God, I hope with you that they're going to. But 2021 doesn't necessarily have to be a better year. Unless we actually address the problems. For instance, if we don't do something about the people that are calling in at crying, you know, because they don't have checks. In other words, if we don't now actually do a national salary, if we don't actually, you know, just across the board, start making it so people can only fall into so much poverty. You know, if we don't do that, then I don't see anything. You know, how is that really going to change, you know, anything? If we don't stop people from truly falling into poverty, okay? If we say we're only going to let you go so low. We have people out there right now, they don't know how they're going to get by. And that's not changing because Biden becomes president. There's no legislation in front of Congress or the Senate right now to put money on a month-to-month basis. A stimulus check for $1,200 ain't going to help anybody right now. They're too deep in. They've been out of work too long. There is a huge economic and mental health crisis facing us in 2021, and I'm not sure we're going to deal. You know, Steve Cabral said to me this morning, 2020 has been a form of psychological terror. That this, you know, and these people, like our governor, they are psychological terrorists. Stay home, don't go out, but tourists are welcome. You know, Steve and I went to lunch yesterday down on Fremont Street, not in the enclosed area and not on Fremont Street, we were on a Carson, which is a street that'd be south of Fremont Street, 7th and Carson, at the pub, 7th and Carson, owned by an Irishman, right next to Veganation, which had a really jamming DJ. We wanted the DJ from Veganation to be at the setting of 7th and Carson, because at 7th and Carson, there was an outside table that had no one around it. We could be by ourselves. And so we wanted that. And Veganation wasn't offering that. So we took the table. And, you know, we walked down Fremont, the open air part of it afterwards, in masks. And it was safe because there was nobody there. There was nobody there. Because you can't send the mixed message that COVID is out of control in Nevada, but come and visit Nevada. And so we drove back home down the strip, and the dregs that we saw driving and walking, ghetto, hoopty cars, hoopties child, hoopties with the windows down and the windows vibrating from the bass because they spent more on the sound system than they did the car. Hoopties, ghetto hoopties, smoking blunts and carrying on people that would not normally be on the strip because they could not normally afford it. And now there they are. There they are. And child, they're shooting people and stabbing. We were looking, Steve and I were driving down the strip on our way home yesterday with our windows up and our mask on inside the car. And we're driving down the strip and we're looking at these people. Some of them don't have the mask on. Some of them just walking down the strip with no mask. And, well, they're outside. No, you're outside, but you're walking within 5 or 10 feet of somebody else. So 2021 ain't going to magically fix stupid. Okay. And we have a real problem with stupid. And we're hoping that with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris that stupid goes away. Uh-uh. It ain't going away. And since stupid ain't going away, COVID ain't going away. And since COVID ain't going away, our way of life is forever changed. You know, when you do something more than like 12 months, you don't go back. You're never going back to your old shopping habits. For instance, Instacart's it for me, as annoying as it is right now to me. Instacart's it for me. The grocery store is really not a place I overly enjoyed. Farmers markets, I enjoy. So I will go to farmers markets. But just a regular big box grocery store, I've always thought you should be able to order that stuff and have it delivered. You know, your staples. That I never saw a need to go get staples. So you're not going back to the way that you did things. You're just not. Because you're not going to be able to for months still. So once you're, that habit is, like restaurants. I'm sorry for restaurants, but I don't know that they'll ever go back to the capacities that they were. Because and like Vegas clubs. Maybe young people will want to be stupid again. But, you know, I've been to the Vegas clubs, and in 2021, I don't see anybody packing them in the way that they did before. So the notion that 2021, everyone's like, oh, God, I cannot wait for 2020 to be over. I keep asking them why. Why do you just assume that 2021 is going to be better? I'm not making that assumption. I am very cautiously optimistic that there'll be some sort of policy about COVID in 2021, that people will follow it, that our healthcare system will have some sort of dramatic awakening, and corporate America that runs it will realize they need more beds, more ICU beds, that we need a national deployment system for pandemics that works. I'm hopeful that these things will be addressed, but they may not. And we have no guarantees. So I want you to be optimistic about 2021, but I want you to be cautiously optimistic. Keep everything, you know, close to the vest like you've been doing. No huge, look, I want to spend, when I say a lot of money, I mean like $1,500. To me, that's a lot of money. And I would like to spend $1,500 on Christmas, on Steve and Daniel and Heather and Jake and Ari and Emily, their spouses. That's pretty much it. My sister, maybe. But I don't have $1,500 to spend. I'd like to spend it, but I don't, you know, I'd have to charge it. And, you know, so like you, I'm looking at Christmas going, you know, I'm seeing all these sales and I'm seeing Black Friday this and Cyber Monday that. And I'm thinking, well, when you start out with very, people are using these sales for essentials. Many people are using Black Friday sales for clothing for their family for the, you know, for the coming months, and for essentials for their household for the coming months, because they can't afford it else, you know, any other way. So they've waited till Black Friday to get school supplies, to get clothing, to get, you know, essentials for the house that are on sale, because they have not been able to afford it. People who have been sitting without TVs, or people because they have not been able to afford to replace them. They have been waiting. And when you have a country that's waiting for a holiday like Black Friday, a commercial holiday, because they can't afford the basics, you're in trouble. And so I don't know how Biden and Harris solve that problem, you know, day one in Washington, D.C. I don't think they can. And I think this is a multi-year fix. And in that multi-year fix, you have people whose needs are immediate. Day, right now, today. That's why I'm looking to 2021 going, you know, I don't see it. I think it, I'm worried that 2021 mentally is going to be worse for Americans. Because 2020 beat the huckabuck truck out of us. And it was, you know, emotional terrorism. Trump, possibility of him winning, then the coup that he tried to, you know, undertake. All in the middle of a pandemic where there's mixed messages. Go out, don't go out. Go out a little, you know, but then don't go out too big. Go to restaurants, but only sit here. You know, I mean, there's been no real ironclad leadership in this nation. And so as I looked at 2021, I think to myself, it could actually get worse. The pandemic ain't going to slow between now and January, and Trump's not going to do anything to stop it. And half of the population ain't doing anything to stop it. So January, February, people are still going to be getting sick in record numbers. Hospitals still going to be taxed. I'm worried, people. I'm worried. And I'm worried that the bill is going to come due on our mental health. That the bill for all the horrors of Trump and MAGA and Proud Boys and COVID, and the bill on our the toll on our healthcare workers, all of that, the toll on our first responders, including grocery store clerks, all of that, that check might come due in 2021. And I don't think we can pay it. And so I'm concerned that 2021 might be a reckoning, and some tabs might be coming due, including our mental health tab. We think we can skate through all this on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and venting on the, you know, and having the news and all of that. No, the psychological toll of what has happened over the past year, but then with the other 3 years thrown in, that's when they say immeasurable, that's immeasurable. We as a people are messed up. We've thrown kids in cages. We've done so much messed up stuff that when the tab all starts coming due on this horror that we've done, I don't know that psychologically we're going to be able to pay the toll. So we might have a lot of Americans literally going crazy. And when I mean having breakdowns, depression, anxiety, all kinds of mental breakdowns. In 2021 might be the year of the mental breakdown. Maybe physically, COVID will become less of a concern, and the psychological effects of the pandemic and Trump and all of it will become the bigger concern. I am Carell. You be who you want to be. Song doesn't hurt anybody. Remember, the website is reallycarell.com, reallycarell.com. And the app is free. It's the CarellCast app. It's at all app stores. We are supported by you through Patreon, patreon.com/Carell. Thank you all for joining me. My Patreon subscribers, we have settled on Sunday. I will get out the email. Sunday is going to be the new Patreon call, not on Friday. It'll be on a Sunday. And now I'm just deciding whether it's going to be early in the afternoon or later, like a 1 o'clock or a 5 o'clock or maybe even a 10 or 11 a.m. But that will be decided this week. So look for an email. All right. Much love to you. Don't forget the website, reallycarell.com, youtube.com/reallycarell, Twitter, reallycarell, Instagram, reallycarell. Get the point? Really Carell.